Over the objections of contractors in a variety of industries, the White House is pushing ahead with new rules. One that's now final requires a week of paid sick leave for every employee. Joining me with what comes next, attorney Ken Rosenberg, a partner at the law firm Fox Rothschild. And Ken, I guess this affects different industries differently, but there was pretty good pushback from industry, but to no avail.
That's correct, Tom. One of the objectives and mandates of the current administration was to expand the ability of employees to obtain paid sick leave. The federal government saw that many state and local municipalities were acting on their own and enacting various legislative decrees requiring employers that operated in their jurisdictions to provide their employees with paid sick leave. And the federal government determined that through executive action, it could also expand the number of employees throughout the United States who are eligible for paid sick leave by issuing an executive order. And they estimate that there are close to 828,000 employees who will now receive either paid sick leave for the first time or additional sick leave if they've already receiving some level of paid sick leave.
If you look at, say, the large aerospace contractors, the Northrop Grumman's and so forth of the world, they probably have that for their employees. What about small businesses? What about construction firms where that's traditionally not the case?
This executive order actually is directly focused at that second category of employers that you just mentioned, smaller businesses, construction contractors, because it specifically provides that the paid sick leave requirements of the executive order apply to four specific types of contractual relationships. One is a procurement contract for construction covered by the Davis-Bacon Act. A second is a contract for services covered by the Service Contract Act. A third is a contract for concessions, including any concessions contract excluded from coverage under the SCA, or a contract in connection with federal property or lands and related to offering services for federal employees. So those categories of contracts that are specifically covered by this executive order specifically focus on construction contractors and other small contractors that provide services to the federal government.
So they're looking for people maybe in landscaping and maintenance and those kinds of things where you have lots of hourly employees that, I guess, it's a mixed landscape with respect to what sorts of benefits they get.
That's exactly right. In addition, they're also, by targeting entities that enter into concessionaire contracts with the federal government, so newsstands that might have a newsstand over at one of the federal
L'Enfant Plaza or something,
in D.C. Sure, or any of the fast food restaurants that operate out of maybe the federal mall and so forth. All those employees are now going to be required to also provide their employees with paid sick leave pursuant to this executive order.
Is there an estimate of what this rule is going to cost?
Well, they don't provide a specific dollar amount, but there's an estimate that a total of 681,700 additional days of paid sick leave would be available to workers in 2017, estimating that there'd be about 563,000 days for full-time workers and 118,700 days for part-time workers. So obviously, depending on the hourly rates that employees are earning would affect the amount of money that this proposed rule would cost employers.
So each day would be, a half a million people times 8 hours times $10, $12, $15 an hour.
Yes. However, again, the executive order only requires the accrual of up to 1 hour for every 30 worked. So that comes out to between 7 and 8 days pay per employee.
We're speaking with attorney Ken Rosenberg, a partner at the law firm Fox Rothschild. So what will companies then need to do at this point? Just offer this and that's it?
The rules are very onerous. Not only do the rules require the employer to begin effective January 1st, 2017 for any contract they enter into after that time period to start providing their employees with paid sick leave if they have a covered contract, but they also require the employer to provide and post a notice that the Department of Labor will be issuing to notify all the employees that they have this new right. It also requires the employer to ensure that they implement policies to ensure that they are appropriately tracking the amount of hours that the employee is accruing, as well as providing for procedures to certify, to obtain certification that from employees that paid sick leave is being used appropriately, and also obviously to ensure that they don't violate the executive order's mandates in any intentional or unintentional manner, because there are significant penalties if an employer does so.
So the real effort then is the reporting and the substantiation and the notification of employees, almost more than the cost of people being out sick with pay itself.
Well, I think that there's the monetary cost that federal contractors are going to incur as a result of having to pay employees now that they didn't before, as well as the record-keeping obligations that they're going to have to comply with, which is also going to have an administrative burden on their resources.
What's your advice for contractors at this point to mitigate any of this, if it's possible?
Well, the most important thing is for contractors to, at this stage of the game, start to understand what their obligations are. They have some time before January 1st, 2017, before they may have to start implementing this. If they have current contracts with the federal government, those contracts, unless they're amended or modified after January 1st, 2017, are not covered by this executive order. So some employers may not have an obligation to begin implementing this new rule until several years down the line when they enter into a new contract with the federal government. So really the most important thing is to start to understand what their obligations are and to determine whether they have contracts that would be or could be covered in the future. And if they do, to start putting together policies that would, or amending their current policies if they already give some form of sick leave, to ensure that they're compliant with this executive order. And best practices would suggest that because of the complicating factors that are involved with this executive order, to speak to their counsel or qualified counsel to understand what their obligations are.
Ken Rosenberg is a partner at the law firm Fox Rothschild. Appreciate your updating us on that rule.
My pleasure.